Almost 2 years after his capture, James Whitey Bulger, Boston's reputed mob boss accused of murdering 19 people, will stand before a newly chosen federal court jury. They'll enter a federal courtroom this morning when it's expected they'll hear the prosecution lay out its case against him and then the defense make its opening statement. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri will be there in court. He spent years covering the Bulger case, and he's with us this morning in the studio before court opens. Good morning, David, and
thanks. Good morning, Bob.
You know, there's been a ton of pretrial publicity, as we know, and a ton of coverage of Whitey Bulger in the last few months and over the last many years. Why does this trial matter so much?
Because, Bob, at the very heart of the case is the allegation, now proven in other cases, and not a charge at this trial, that the United States government, that our government recruited killers to be informants, and that they then protected the informants, and that those informants killed with impunity, that they were even tipped to the identity of informants against them, and tipped so that they could flee the jurisdiction afterwards. What you have to realize here, Bob, is despite all the cult, Whitey Bulger was a small man. He became a big man because the government made him a big man and protected him. And they did that because they wanted to take out the mafia.
So will the full level of FBI corruption, so to speak, be on display or not in this trial?
No, not at all. And that's largely because the defense has been stripped of its defense here, the defense they wanted to enter by the judge's rulings. So the prosecution is going to try to keep this as narrow as possible to make it about Bulger, while the defense is going to try to do anything they can to get in the jurors' minds that there was, in fact, some sort of protection, that Bulger expected to be protected, that there was some sort of a deal. He's not allowed to say that. Formally, that's what he's going to try to say.
How big a day is this day with opening statements for the families of Bulger's 19 alleged murder victims?
It means different things to different families, Bob. Each of their stories is wretched in its own way, as we've documented in on our website and talking to them. But the family of Michael Donahue comes to mind. They were treated as shabbily by the Justice Department as any family. And, you know, it was convenient when Bulger was gone for the FBI because he has the rest of the story. Now he's back, and he's going to take that stand. Here is what Sean Donahue, Michael Donahue's son, had to say to us.
You know, it's been a decade, and we honestly haven't seen one ruling from the Justice Department that, you know, we actually feel good about. Well, one decision that they've made that you can actually say, okay, they did the right thing. And we're hoping that through this trial, they might not have a choice, depending on what Whitey has to say. You know, I think he's going to rat out on everybody he ever did any type of dealings with in the government.
So that's the promise. His lawyer says he's going to take the stand. It's cue the elephants, Bob, and bring out the acrobats, because that's showtime. And I guarantee you that every cop, every former FBI agent, retired prosecutors in the Department of Justice, people there now, are going to be hanging on every word he has to say.
I know you've spoken to some, if not all, the other families involved in this case. What have they told you?
Let me tell you one story, Bob, about the Davis family. In the year 2000, state police and the DEA were looking for skeletal remains buried around Dorchester Bay. They found 5 sets. They were looking for 6. They couldn't find Debbie Davis's remains. They'd been told where they were buried. They spent all summer in September looking for her. They gave up. The Davis family was dysfunctional at best. They were emotionally distraught. They begged the state police and the DEA team to stay. They had to go. They couldn't find the bodies. They couldn't find the remains, I should say. They decided to give it a chance in October. They came, college try, nothing. They're about to shut the operation down. Lieutenant Stevie Johnson, who was just unbelievable in this whole process, dedicated to the families, decided one more shovel scoop in near the water. They put the shovel down. They brought up a plastic bag. It was a human skull. They started yelling. Lieutenant Johnson started crying. They hugged. The family came down. It was this great moment, finally. 13 years had passed since she'd been buried. 19 more years since she had been killed and buried. And here you had the sense that there was going to be an accounting. All these years later, Bulger is back. The accounting starts today.
Bigger picture, David, after all the stories, after all the pre-trial publicity, running up to this day, what do you say to listeners who may be saying, you know, enough?
The heart of this case, really, in the end, is are we a government of laws or are we a government of men? The idea that government policy protected some people, essentially let some people die and other people live because they were favored in this process. Here is a conversation I had with Kevin Weeks. And to me, it's particularly striking. Kevin Weeks was the right-hand man for Jim Bulger. And he's talking here about Bulger and the FBI.
Jim told you. What were you saying before he told you he had six guys?
Jim used to claim that he had six FBI agents up there that he could call on at any time, and they would willingly hop in the car with him with the machine gun.
He said they would get into a car with him.
With the machine gun.
With the machine gun?
Yeah.
You mean carrying the machine gun themselves?
Yeah. Call them anytime, they'd hop in the car and go on a hit with them.
Now, Bob, is that true? I don't know that that's true or not, but the reputation of the FBI, because of its relationship with Bulger, was so hollowed out that that could be taken seriously. It was a situation of a guy who could wake up in the morning and say, I own this town. Today, again, we start an accounting.
And a lot of stories to be heard over the next 4 months that this trial will be ongoing or is expected to be ongoing in federal court, and you'll be there for all of it.
That's right, and people can go up close on the website, Bulger on Trial, to hear much more stories with the victims' families, stories about the fugitives, stories about the criminals.
It's at WBUR.org. David Bowery, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.